CBS Radio presents The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Aunt Effie.
Good morning.
I don't know why I say good morning. It doesn't look very good. Certainly looks funny out for 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Well, here, dear, pork sausages and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my favorite breakfast. Why?
Oh, don't be silly. Why?
You wait and see, Aunt Effie. She wants something. She feeds me something I like. That's the softening up process. Then...
Well, I won't keep you in suspense then, dear. I called your mother last night, and they would love to take Bobby while we're in Europe. I told her Aunt Martha couldn't come and take care of the children after all, and that if she would take the baby, we were thinking of taking Betsy to Europe with us. Oh, honey, now you've spilled coffee all over
you. We are not thinking of taking Betsy to Europe. I told you last night I refused to even discuss such a ridiculous idea.
Why?
To begin with, we can't afford it.
Well, let's sit down and figure out how much it would
cost. No, now, I...
We have to do something. We have nobody to leave Betsy with.
I don't see why you even refuse to discuss it. It would be something she'd remember all her life.
It would be educational without even seeming to be educational. Which, unfortunately, seems to be the modern point of view.
I tell you, I will not even discuss it. Now, to begin with, I haven't got time.
Yes, you do, dear. Yes, you do. It isn't 8 o'clock. It's only 6. Well, I set all the clocks ahead.
6 o'clock?
I thought we should discuss it.
What do you mean?
She is going. I've got to get her birth certificate today and her passport pictures and get all that sent in.
6 o'clock.
This is Friday, dear. Everything's closed at the courthouse
going
tomorrow.
Going back to bed. Well, look, how does it look? Take an 8-year-old to Europe. If he takes, everybody will think we're made of money. And even if it doesn't cost much more to take it, people will think it does. Here we are, knee-deep in mortgages.
What do you care what people think? My goodness, that's a terrible way.
Betsy is not going to Europe, and that is final.
Getting ready to go away on vacation? Well, a big part of the job is closing up the house or apartment. Make certain that all windows and doors are closed and locked. Turn off the water, gas, and electricity. Clean out the refrigerator and defrost it. Clean the kitchen well. Don't leave any food or loose crumbs around. Otherwise, you may return home to find that you've had a visit from rodents and ants. It's a good idea, too, to renovate your closet. When you finally do go, have a good, relaxing time. And one way to ensure it is to listen to this.
And now, Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as the Beatnik.
Man, like the other day, I'm digging a little stereo, and suddenly these bugs come out of the baseboards.
Passing right by me, Daddy, in review.
And I wiped them out with Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. It's Deadsville, Daddy. Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer works fast. I'm hip.
Remember, for lasting protection against crawling bugs, get Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. Bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
Downtown, Elner, and I thought on my way home I'd just pop in for a minute.
Well, I'm glad you did. You take your coffee black?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Goodness, you sail from New York 2 weeks from today, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'll feel that I'm really going until I'm on the boat. Of course, we've had a little problem just come up.
Oh? What now?
Aunt Martha. She's going to come and stay with Betsy and Bobby, you know. Well, her daughter, Carol, broke her leg, so Aunt Martha's going to Arizona for the summer to help her out. There's 4 children, so I guess Carol needs her, you know.
Oh, honestly, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, neither of our mothers can take 2 children. In fact, mine has her hands full with Grandma, who can hardly do a thing for herself. But Mother Piper said she can manage 1, so we'll leave Bobby with her. But that still leaves Betsy.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, men, of course, my dear husband said, well, can't you leave Betsy with some friend? Well, I said, my goodness, you can't ask even a good friend to keep your child for 6 weeks.
Yes, well.
Oh, we have sort of a problem.
Yes. Well, of course, I'd love to take Betsy, but... Well, Fred's mother's coming to visit.
Oh, Eleanor, I wasn't hinting. Good heavens. I didn't mean that at all. Oh, we'll think of something. I talked to Mrs. Brady yesterday. You know, she's in the woman's club. And poor thing, she's just sick. They plan to take their three children on this marvelous trip around the country, and now the children don't want to go. They have their own friends, and they're just...
Oh, I know. Our Jeffrey's getting to the age now where he doesn't even want to be seen with
us. Oh, no. Mrs. Brady said we should take Betsy to Europe with us. We should take her while she was still young enough to want to go on a trip with us.
Take Betsy to Europe?
Mm-hmm.
But how wonderful.
You think we'd be foolish to do it?
Foolish? Giving her something she'd remember all her life? If you can take her and you don't, then I think you are foolish.
And then Eleanor said, if you can take her and you don't take her, then I think you are foolish. So there, you were worried about what people would think.
Look, the reason Eleanor said that was to prevent you from dumping Betsy on her to take care of.
Oh, really?
I cannot see why you, an intelligent man, should worry so about what people think. You can't go through life worrying about that. You can't please all the people all the time.
No, look, it isn't that. It's just that I don't know. I just never thought of taking Betsy. That's all, the whole idea. It just seems so darn...
I know, but it would be wonderful for her. She'll see all the places and things she's going to be studying about in school later on, dear. Tower of London, Shakespeare's Cottage and all that, Versailles, ceiling of the Sistine Chapel that Michelangelo painted in Rome. I mean, all these things, dear.
How much will she remember? How much will that...
Mother took me on a trip to the Dells of Wisconsin when I was only 5 years old, and I still remember every bit of it.
There, you see, dear? And we have a movie camera. We'll take lots of pictures, and if we show them each year, it will revive her memory. Look how she remembers that trip we took when she was 2 years old. And that's only because she sees the movies we took in it.
Well, yes, that's true. Now, look, now, don't hitch up your chair and close in for the kill. I am not weakening in the slightest.
Betsy's fare to Europe will be half of ours. Half of $245 is $122.50. Less than you paid for your golf club.
Oh, God.
Coming back by plane, let's say her fare is approximately the same, even figuring $125 coming and going, that's $250. Less than you paid for that power lawnmower we didn't need.
Now, wait a minute. Just wait
a
minute.
As for food, you know Betsy hardly eats anything.
Yeah, well, Betsy may not eat anything, but she orders everything in sight.
Well, she can't order it if it's in another language, so we'll have control over what she orders.
Now, for that matter, I don't see why we order anything for her at all. Now, if we each give her a little off our plate, it would be more than she'd ever eat anyhow. We would just ask for an extra plate.
But we think we're not going to be sitting in some hotel dining room in Paris and ask for an extra plate and then divvy up our food with Betsy.
All right. But we can order an a la carte, and it'll be cheaper because she doesn't like things like, well, you know, shrimp cocktail anyhow, or salad. They're wasted on Betsy.
All right, what about hotel reservations? They're already made.
We'll just have a cot put in for, dear. I was down at the travel bureau today, and I talked to Miss Borman about it. And she said half the time they don't even charge for an extra cot for a child anyhow.
Why are you so determined to take Betsy's?
Well, I don't know. I got worried when I was over at Mrs. Brady's yesterday.
Yes. My goodness. You should have heard how her daughter talked to her. What was her name anyhow?
Cynthia.
Mm. Well, Cynthia was just so upset at the thought of going on a trip with her parents and missing some dance, of all things.
Well, she's 15, Aunt Effie. She's just at that age. She has her friends now. Children grow away from their parents, dear, when they get their own friends. We're no different. It's something we're going to have to face, too.
Now, listen, when Betsy and Bobby are older, and I suggest taking them on a trip, by golly, I'll bet my kids will be crazy to go. You don't think so, huh?
Mm-hmm. I didn't say anything.
Well, all right. That means you don't think so.
Well, dear, parents and children are the same the world over. Either you hang on to your children so tight they have psychological problems later, or you steal yourself and let them go.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I don't know. It's just that when you do take an 8-year-old along on a trip, I mean, let's face it, they're neither old enough nor young enough so that we have any fun.
Fun? I thought you were going on business.
Aunt Effie, please.
Yeah, what if Betsy gets sick on a different kind of food or water?
Well, what if we do? Which is more likely? Children are much more adaptable to things than grown-ups are.
But she'll want to go to the top of everything.
What in the world do you mean by that?
She'll want to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower. She'll want to walk up to the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Well, you wait and see. And you know I get dizzy.
Well, I will take her.
Oh, honey, but what do you think, dear?
I don't know. But while I'm not thinking, get pencil and paper and let's figure out how much taking Betsy would cost.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month floor wax in a new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with the new special size 6-month floor wax, you can take a summer vacation from weekly waxing and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff-resistant all summer long, or your money back. So this summer, relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month wax.
Well, I don't see it. I really don't. I don't see how it's possible.
But it is, dear. We just figured it out. Now, by cutting corners here and there, which I'm very good at, we can take Betsy to Europe for $600.
Well, I just don't see how. I know. I see it on paper, yes, but you know what happens on a trip. You always spend more than you think you're going to.
If you don't have it, you don't spend it.
Look, I had a bit over $1,000. Then you sold your stamp collection at $1,500 more, just about that $2,500. For Betsy and me, and I know we won't spend that.
But for 6 weeks?
If it's gone, we'll come home.
It won't be 6 weeks. I will come home a week earlier and bring Betsy. After all, she has to start school right after Labor Day.
Oh, never thought of that.
Well, I gotta, you know, it's you I can't figure out, Aunt Effie. Sure. If we take Betsy, you'll wind up babysitting half the time. You know that. Why are you so crazy to have her go?
Because she will share my cabin on the boat, and I won't be dumped in with some perfect stranger.
Oh. Well, now, wait a minute. You've forgotten something else. We sail exactly 2 weeks from today. Betsy has to have a passport. You'll have to get her birth certificate, get pictures made, take it down. What's that?
Just sign here, please. What? Head of the family. I did all that today, dear. Now, don't look like that. I didn't tell Betsy why she was having the pictures taken. She doesn't know a thing yet.
Well, I hope not. All right, you can send for her passport just in case. But she is not to know a thing about it until I definitely decide. Now, look, I'll get my pen and I'll sign that passport application, but it is by no means definite that Betsy is going.
Well, I don't understand men. Now, what does he mean by that?
Oh, I understand him, Aunt Effie. It means Betsy's going.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Dorothy Duckworth and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hart, speaking.